Yeah. What would a man wear to church? He'd wear a...
He'd wear a tampon they made him in a shirt. Just a collar, you know, kind of about this wide, a collar around here.
Yeah.
And maybe he'd have a coat, you know, he might buy him a coat. Half the time they made the coat. Buy the cloth, or spin the cloth even, make the coat.
Yeah. And if it was a three-piece...
Well, they hardly ever have a three-piece.
Three-piece?
That'd be a vest.
I see.
Be a vest if it's three-piece.
I see. Now, if your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy a...
Have a new one made. Somebody made it. You didn't know what... And like the caskets, when anybody died, my daddy made caskets till I was gone.
Really?
Yes, sir. You know what a bald casket was? He had the lumber, big old black plants like that in there, like I told you, why, yes, like I showed that chest.
I saw it, your father was a good father.
And he made caskets till I was grown, yet. Because you didn't buy, couldn't buy caskets, you know.
Yeah.
And he'd come then, he had a way, he'd cut it here, you know, make it look just exactly like bald casket. Or no, of course, it'd be little at the bottom and wide up here in the middle where your body was.
Yeah.
And he always kept cotton and gin, kept cotton, he lined that. And they'd buy a white cloth, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they'd put in that. And it had screws. It looked, you know, of course, then everybody thought it was fancy, you know, the way they'd fix them. And everybody in the community died if they went to come to my our house to make caskets, you know.
I see. Yeah. They call anything else a coffin?
They called it coffins then. Oh. They caskets, they said coffins.
And they'd lay them away in the...
On a cooling board.
That's cool.
Take two planks. 12-inch planks and put them up on two tufflers, you know.
Yeah.
And put a pad on that and they laid you out on that till they got ready to bury. And then they made the coffin, brought your coffin and put you in that.
Did your father do any of that? Was he an under?
He made all kinds of things. Because he was a farmer, he just done that for people. He never charged nobody. No, they didn't charge nobody for making them. Like if anybody died, he kept the lumber. And maybe the people would buy the cloth that they wanted lined with gray or white, whatever it was, just jumper, and they'd bring it and he'd fix it, but he never charged them for making them. Of course, they'd help him make them, you know. And then where he'd bend this pastry in here to make it kind of this way to fit your body, he'd kind of cut him a groove in that, and then he'd take hot water and pour on that plank so it could kind of bend.
Huh. But now, you might say he was an important man, everybody came to his...
house. They come to our house, home to make it.
Well, then you'd have the ceremony at
the graveyard.
That'd be called what?
They're going to the funeral. Going to the funeral. The body set over the grave on two sticks across that, just wooden sticks. And when they had the funeral, where they take blinds and put on the casket and brought it down, they had a box and make a box to put this casket in, you know.
Uh-huh.
And to put that down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, tell me, I wanted to get into some info about what kind of illnesses and things people got here. Tell me all about that.
Illness?
Yeah, what things would people have?
Well, most times it was typhoid fever. Or TB.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never heard of cancer or anything like that, you know, when I come on.
Did children get this kind of...
Diphtheria.
They got that?
Diphtheria. They had that. They had diphtheria. And everyone then wanted to have it, you know, then wouldn't be but wanted to go there to help them with it, and then they'd make you take your clothes off and leave them on the outside when you'd come home where the other children was.
I see.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But most of it was typhoid fever for old people and pneumonia. Now, there's a lot of people died with pneumonia. And the rest of them, most children, mostly had diphtheria.
What would you give for malaria?
They give quinine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's quinine. You know how you took it? Poison about 2 tablespoons of that strong cough in a cup and dropped your quinine in and you swallowed it.
Oh,
oh brother. Was it a day?
Some people, you know, when you get a pain down here, what do they call that?
They call it.